morning. This is station on 2, and I'm looking to start my brine processor bladder changeout activity and looking for your go in step 2.1 of 2.9 or 50.
Chris, we're with you on 2. You have a go in 2.1, and because today is a 2-for-1 Friday, we can even give you a go in step 2.15.1 as well.
Hey, a 2-for-1 Friday. I want to thank you. 2.1 as the 2-for-1 and 2.15.1. Copy both goes. Thank you. Houston, station on 2 for the brine processor apps.
With you on 2, Chris.
Hey, I'm complete in 2.9 or 50. The bladder key is mated, and I'm looking for your go in 2.964, step 2.4.
And you have that go.
Copy go in 2.4. Houston, station on a 2 for step 2.14 of 2.964.
With you on 2, Chris.
Yeah, I'm complete in that procedure. The UPA is configured for a recycle tank drain. I've got the UPA fill drain valve in drain. The red hose from the urine transfer compressor is connected to the compressor port, and we've got an empty brine bladder installed in the BPA, and everything is connected and mated up.
That's a super config. Excellent work. Thank you for all of that.
Absolutely my pleasure. Thank you very much. And Houston, station on 2 for the CQ cleaning.
Go ahead, Chris.
Yes, it's all the same to you guys. I'll start out with the port CQ instead of the overhead, just because the port doesn't have any CTBs temp stowed in it at the moment. And if I've got time, I'll de-stow the overhead and do the overhead as well. But I figured I gotta get to all three of them. I might as well start with the easiest one and see if the Dragon Packing Ops unstow the other ones before I need to get to cleaning those.
Well, I think what you have is a relatively brilliant idea. And I think your deduction about having to do all the CQs is probably fair. So press ahead with your plan.
Thanks, much appreciated. Houston, station on 2 for step 3.1.2 of 2.9 or 64. Looking for your go.
And, sir, you've got that go.
Happy go. Thank you very much. Houston, station on 2 for the UTS drain.
We are here waiting with great anticipation.
Well, your anticipation port and the compressor port is uncapped.
All righty, Chris, that's a spectacular report, and then you're in a good config. Thank you for that. Big picture just for you. So the next time we're going to talk to you on this string of activities is right after midday meal. Because of the way the LOSs are kind of lined up, that's going to kind of interfere with our support commanding down here between now and that time frame. So I'm just giving you a heads up. We might get lucky and be on time, but we might be 10 to 15 minutes late for the next activity. So I just thought I'd give you a heads up so that you can plan around that possibility.
Happy all. I appreciate the heads up, and looks like I've got a fair bit of flexible things today and this afternoon. So, you know, this shouldn't really be a problem. I'm happy to work this in wherever it fits around, like the cargo ops, for example. So you guys just let me know, and I'm happy to accommodate.
We completely appreciate it, and we'll stay in touch. LOS coming up, and your lunch is shortly thereafter, so we don't talk to you. Bon appetit.
Thank you very much. Really appreciate it.
Chris Houston on Space Ground 2. Just to give you a heads up, we're a little bit delayed on your next activity. My guess, sometime in the 14:10 time frame.
Houston, this is Station on 2. Apologies, I think I missed your last.
Yes, sir. I was just giving you a timing heads up. Your next activity is going to be delayed a little bit. My guess is around 14:10-ish.
Copy all, and that's no problem. I'll get started in the cargo ops, and give me a call whenever it's time to do the UTS task.
Okay, sir. Thank you much.
Houston, station on 2 with a Norse tank stowage question.
Good afternoon, Chris.
Hey, good afternoon, Amy. I had a quick question about Norse tanks. Sergey, I chatted with Sergey earlier, and he was mentioning that they're going to be doing some experiments in Columbus next week where they need a camera view, and currently there's a Norse tank in Columbus Overhead 3, which is where the camera would ideally move that we can think of, or if you guys have any better ideas. No urgency on this request.
Hey, Chris, I'm bad. I walked you into a teacher's hand over there. We did copy your question that there's some, there's a possibly a NORS tank in the Columbus Overhead 3 location, which is where the camera would be used for the experiments next week. And I think you're wondering where you want to put it, move the NORS tank.
Yeah, sorry about that. That's affirmative. It's a little bit in the way there, just because we often have to get stowage from behind there for like ultrasounds and MedOps stuff. And in those situations, I've just been temp stowing it in Node 2 Deck 2. But I was wondering if you guys have any ideas for a better place, or maybe even a more permanent place it could live.
Copy, checking.
And not much urgency on that. I was just thinking of it because I was getting the Norse tank from the PMM to put in Dragon, and it was my hope that that one from Columbus would go into Dragon and go away, but since it did not, I figured I would ask.
Copy, Chris. So we're recommending doing a Norse tank shell game and moving the Columbus Norse tank into the PMM Starboard 2 location where you're moving the, which we see you doing right now. Copy, thumbs up, we see it. Yeah, so you'll take that one and put it into Dragon, I suspect, and then you'll take the one in Columbus, you can put it where you just got that one. And Chris, we didn't copy, but we suspect you were understanding and acknowledging and agreeing. Copy, thumbs up.
Affirmative, I was agreeing on Space to Ground Zero because I did not put two back on after a DPC this morning.
It's a secret channel.
And Houston, Station on 2, you guys are totally welcome on board on both lab cams and both Node 2 cams for some essay on where I'm at with stowage, if you'd like.
Thanks for that. Welcome, Chris. We are already with you in lab, and we'll join you in Node 2. And just a heads up, hopefully, we did see a, looked like a checklist with a clip that maybe got bumped off by Norris floating in lab, and it was moving and then forward a bit. So you might see it when you pass back through.
Ah, well, when you look at that, I in fact see it floating there. I'll go grab that. Thanks for that.
Here to help. Station Houston on Space Ground 2 for offload Yateve activity at your convenience, Chris. Station Houston on Space Ground 2 for Yateve offload activity. Station Houston on Space Ground 2 for Chris, because we are currently LOS on KU. Station Houston on Space Ground 2 because we are currently KU LOS.
And Houston, station on 2 for StowTrack 104.03, the Norse tank.
With you, Chris.
Hey, I think we had this uncertainty with the other Norse tank that went in the center, but in the instructions for 104.03, it says to load it with the hinge Dragon aft and the lid facing Dragon ports. And if you were to do that, then the vents would be on the basement floor, which, in my understanding, is not the configuration we want. My understanding is that we want the vents and the NORS valve to be facing basically into Dragon, away from the bottom of the basement, so that it's not at like the, you know, where all the G's are going to be. And I just wanted to confirm that. I put the NORS tank in with the hinge Dragon forward and the lid Dragon port, which puts the vents, you know, sort of towards me, towards the PMA direction.
Okay, copy, Chris, and you are correct. That is a good config in terms of how you oriented the Norse tank.
Copy all. And I'll probably write a short little just note on this, but that Norse tank was really difficult to get into the packing spot. And I think in the future, if we have, like, one that's going on top of a CTD and one that's going on top of a foam piece, to load the one that goes on top of the foam piece last, because the tracking gets hung up on any little bit of lumpiness in the CTD and also the little knots on all of the Dragon straps. It's a real challenge to get in there. We finally did it, though, and I'm very happy we did.
Copy, Chris. And while I have you, apologies, it took me a while to get a hold of you. We're actually in a KULOS, so we'll have S-band probably for the next 10 minutes. Whenever you're at a good stopping point, we are ready for you to start into the Yedeve remove activity. Your go in step 1.1. And just a note that your last pink activity will shift later, which is all right.
Copy that. Yeah, I could use a break, so I will go do the Yedeve activity right now and copy go in 1.1. I'll get started on that right now.
Thanks, Chris.
Houston, station on 2, 2.900 is complete, and the Yedeve is removed from the rack.
Great config, Chris, and I have an answer from your earlier question back to stowage stuff. We looked into if there's any bigger items that you're going to be moving into Dragon, and the biggest thing we could find is a long 2.0 CTB. However, we suspect you should be able to get that through to Dragon, so hopefully that helps you decide whether you want to start putting stuff back into PMA2 or not.
That's super helpful. I think I'll try to reassemble it so that my memory of where things kind of were is as fresh as possible and make sure I get everything back where it goes.
Sounds great, Chris. Thanks.
Well, thank you, guys. I appreciate you looking ahead for me.
Here to help.
Station Huntsville on Space Ground 2 for Chris. This is your hand pass reminder with arrive time of 15:10.
In Huntsville, this is station on 2 from Columbus. That sounds great. I'm just getting prepped and set up for it. Thanks for the heads up.
Excellent. Have fun.
Thanks very much. In Houston, this is station... I'm going over 3. Sorry.
All good.
Houston, station on 2 for timeline.
Houston's here.
Okay, I am going to start into my IMV flow measurement activity momentarily, but please give me a call if it ever is the right time to do the Equus stuff, and I can pop back over to that.
Bobby, Chris, happy to do that for you. It will be a little while, so you've got some good time to get into the IMV flow.
Copy that. I'll get started on that. Thank you. Houston, station on 2 for VelociCalc.
Thank you, Chris.
Yeah, just want to make sure I'm fully tracking the procedure here, but the goal here is you want me to take a bunch of measurements first with the expired probe 1021, report those down, and then repeat with 1022, which is the current probe that we think might not be perfect there, and then we'll move from there and figure out whether we need to do any realignments. Is that big picture correct?
That's a superb big picture. Good summary.
Okay, copy all. I'm about to get started with 1021 measurements. I cleaned out the lab inlet, and that was just an aside, but that was super dirty. And I know I vacuum there every week, so I think removing that closeout panel maybe is something not something that I got in handover that we've been doing, but I think it's something I'm going to start doing on the weekly housekeeping.
Copy, Chris. Thanks for the report.
In Houston, station on 2 for a first VelociCalc measurement with probe serial number 1021. I got 509 on the port overhead port for IMV diffuser.
We copy, Chris.
Second reading 509.
Copy.
Third reading 513.
Copy.
Houston, if it works for you, I'm thinking maybe just for consistency, I'll leave the plenum up and just swap probes and do a measurement of with the other probe before taking it off, taking pictures, and then moving to the other diffuser. Does that make sense?
It does make sense, and we agree.
All right, I'll swap out to the other probe. Houston, first measurement with 1022 is 505 feet per minute.
We copy.
Second reading, 501.
Copy.
Then 504.
Copy all.
If that works for you, I'll move on. I'll take off the plenum, take some pictures of this probe, and then get some measurements at the other diffuser. And Houston, station on 2, just a couple observations of the D key alignment. I would say that for both probes, there is a fair bit of play. It feels like the little set screw that sits into the detent, still leaves it with, on probe 10022, about 10 degrees of wiggle back, lateral wiggle back and forth. 10021, it was a little bit maybe tighter, only about 5 degrees of wiggle. Like, if you hold it kind of flush and use some force, it sits very, very flush and doesn't move much. But if you just kind of rely on that little set screw detent to hold it, it has some wiggle for sure.
That's great insight, Chris. Thanks for that report.
Hey, the first measurement in overhead port 3 with serial number 1022 is 363.
We copy.
Second measurement of 367.
Copy.
And 370.
Copy all.
I did another one just for good measure to make sure they weren't still going up, and I got 363, so that's swap probes now.
Copy the bonus measurement, and that you are swapping to probe 1021.
Confirm. And the Houston first measurement, probe 1021, is 358.
Copy.
Second measurement, 362.
Copy.
Measurement, 361.
Copy all.
And as I read the procedure, Houston, that is the measurements that you wanted, or is there anything else that you need from me? I have photos I can downlink, let me know if what next step should be.
Happy, Chris. We are collecting our thoughts and questions. So I think if you want to do the photo download stuff, hopefully by then we'll be ready to follow up with you with anything else we need. Happy thumbs up.
Sounds like a plan. Thank you. In Houston Station on 2, those photos are on SSC 25.
Copy, SSC 25. And Chris, I'm back with you on 2. Our only question right now coming out of the IMV flow measure troubleshooting is we definitely appreciate the comments you gave us about the play of the probes. We're wondering, can you try poking one of the probes into a different port on the diffuser plenum you already have out and let us know if you're seeing that same amount of play unique to that probe?
Let me try that and see.
Thanks, Chris.
So I tried the other ports on this plenum here and for 1021, and I found that the play was similar, maybe slightly more play with the probe. I can try the other one and see if that the other probe and how that one feels as well.
Good idea, Chris. Yeah, give it a try with 1022.
And I would say this second port that I tried, seems to still have more play with 1022 than the prior port with 1021. I would say that the play was maybe similar on that port between the two probes.
Okay, Chris, that is helpful.
And what I can also do if it's helpful is I've got one of the new two cameras staring right at me, and I can hold up the plenum and show you the play that I'm observing if that would be of interest.
Thanks, Chris. We do love a good show and tell. And we're with you watching. Yep, that is helpful. We see that play. And you can give us a nod. Was that 1022 or 1021 for the probe? One nod for... Sorry, I didn't give you much of a good option there, did I? We copy 1022 for that play video. And Chris, we are discussing probably having you do maybe a few more readings with that alternate port, and we see the video of the play. I'm guessing that's with 1021. Copy, thumbs up, 1021. And we'll get you more words here shortly on the details of what kind of measurements we want you to take since we have a little bit more time in this activity. Copy, thumbs up.
I know you guys are talking, but the other piece of data I'll throw in there is, it's definitely, the play there is pretty, it sits in that kind of detent, but it feels loose enough that, depending on where you're holding the VelociCalc and, what sort of tension there is on the cable, it would definitely lead it to kind of one of those, sort of different end stops of alignments. I'm not sure if that is significant for the measurements or not, but, yeah.
Copy all. And, Chris, just a heads up timeline-wise, we are ready for the second pink activity, the regen tank process that was scheduled for 1500. you want to move on to that while we finish discussing what might be good for the IMV flow, you can do so, or we could just hold here and wait till we've got the further steps we want for IMV flow, your choice.
Yeah, I'm happy to go knock that out while you guys vent, and then let me know what the next steps for this one are. I'm going to head over to Node 3 now.
Great plan.
Houston, station on 2, just for safety's sake, confirming I have a go in step 7.
Great idea, and you're going step 7.
You're going 7, thank you. And Houston, station on 2, the UPA fill drain valve is in the process position, and the red urine transfer compressor hose is hooked up to the compressor port, and I'm complete in this activity.
Good config, Chris. Thanks for knocking that out.
No problem.
And Chris, for you on 2, we have a further action for the IMV flow measurement troubleshooting whenever you're ready to copy.
I am ready to copy.
All right, so big picture, we're trying to rule out if any of that probe play could explain any of the bad readings we've gotten from in the past from probe 1022. What we'd like you to do is to take probe 1022 and using whatever port on the plenum that you see the most play with the probe, use that port, and as you measure at the IMV, you can kind of wiggle the probe to see if you bias the reading low. Happy thumbs up. Yep, and we're definitely open to your thoughts on how to do this to see if we can rule out whether the probe is giving bad readings or maybe the play is causing the bad readings.
Copy all. Yep, I track, and that seems to make a ton of sense to me. I just kind of get a sense of like whether that probe play leads to measurement variability or not. I will give that a shot. I got the plenum set up, and I'll try to give you a camera view while I do.
Thanks, Chris. Great summary.
And Houston, I'll just give you the play-by-play here. So I got probe 1022 in on the side port, which was the one that felt, I guess what I'm calling the side port, the one that felt a little more wiggly. I just took kind of a nominal measurement and got 491, and I'm going to try wiggling it around and seeing how that changes things.
Sounds good.
And I took two measurements, one where I kind of like torqued it as much to one side as it would, you know, sort of go with a wiggle, and then another one towards the other side, and I got 499 for both of those measurements.
Copy.
Then I kind of let it go back to center and got 495 for that measurement.
We copy.
And then I also tried with a little bit of kind of almost like in and out wiggling, I got 488 and 505 for when I kind of wiggled it sort of out towards me for 488 and then in towards the duct 505.
Copy, Chris. Those extra readings were really helpful, and they're all pretty consistent, so we're thinking that the play is probably not a huge influencer, but with that, we don't have anything else for you measurements-wise for this activity, so you can go ahead and close it out.
Copy all. I'll close it out, and I will leave 1021 back with the expired marker on it in the expired bag, but back in the loss count kit.
Agree with all.
And Houston, station on 2 for SCOTRAC, just a progress update. I've completed up through steps 107. Photos are on SSC-25 for when you get KU back. I'm going to skip step 108 for now, 109 for now, and move on to step 110.
Great plan, Chris.
Houston, station on 2 for stowage.
With you.
Just a quick question. I'm working step 110.01, and I actually found the ESA items 2.5 CTD in Columbus deck 2, with some other CTVs there. I was wondering if this just got misplaced and should be in the starboard end cone aft deck, or whether it should be where it is on deck 2.
Checking. And Chris, back with you on 2.
Here with you on 2.
Great. Thanks for the report. We would like you to put that ESA items 2 half CTB in the starboard end cone per stow track. Good catch that it was in deck 2.
Yeah, no worries. I just happened to be translating right on top of it, and you're like, that's what I'm looking for. The starboard end cone is pretty full, but I'll do my best to get it in there.
Copy, and we are hoping you can fit it in the aft deck area of that starboard end cone.
It looks like I'll be able to get it somewhere in there. It may bulge out of the bungee jail into the bay war a little bit, but I think it'll be okay.
Thanks, Chris.
Then station on 2 for Stotrac 110.02.
With you.
Yeah, I'm looking through this image processing unit bag serial number 1, and I don't see a Ziploc with a data storage unit in here. This bag is it looks like it has an upper compartment which has a bunch of loose cables in it, and I see a colloidal solid USB, and then the bottom compartment of it looks like it's got an image processing unit, but I don't see an obvious Ziploc, and I'm don't want to disassemble this stuff too much unless that's what I'm supposed to do.
And Chris, it's possible that it could be a bubble bag instead of a Ziploc bag.
Yeah, there is nothing in here that kind of resembles that. I've got a mess of cables, a small thing that says colloidal solids USB, but that's a different part number than what I'm looking for, and then a big metal box.
Copy, Chris. We are going to investigate into that. We'll get back to you when we have an answer.
Copy.
And station Houston 2 for Chris and follow-up to Stotrac 110.02.
Go ahead for Chris.
All right. I had an answer faster than I thought I would. ISO is on the ball today. There's an alternate location where that Ziploc data storage unit could be when you're ready to copy.
Okay, give me 45 seconds to wrangle these cables back in, and I'll be right back with you.
Sure thing.
All right, I managed to wrangle that bag back together, and I'm ready for an alternate location.
Adventures in stowage. All right, take a look in 4.0 CTB, serial number 5093, at node 2 overhead 2. So it's possible that Ziploc data storage unit might have been put there sometime last year.
Copy that. 4.05093 in node 2 overhead 2. I'll give a look there.
Thanks. Awesome. Great job finding it.
Thank you guys for having such a quick alternate location. That was perfect.
We were excited it was in a bubble bag, too. Good intuition from our ISO.
Absolutely, and anything that I find that happens to already be in a bubble bag is a huge win. It makes me very happy. Houston, this is station on 2 for Stotrac 110.03.
With you.
Yeah, I just wanted to double check that I found the right item. I did find a Ziploc bag of external hard drive quantity 3 in that 1.0 CTV 40907. Inside that were two other Ziplocs with hard drives in them that had labels. Then there was one just loose external hard drive, which said has a label on it that it just said hard drive 1. It didn't have a barcode or a part number. It's a Kingston 2 terabyte USB solid state drive, it looks like. And I just wanted to make sure that was the correct item. I think it is, but a nice double check would make me feel better.
Copy, Chris, checking.
Thanks. I put it in a Ziploc and labeled that Ziploc, but I will take it out if that is the wrong thing.
Copy all. Station Houston on 2 for Chris and Kingston Drive follow-up.
Right on 2.
For that Kingston hard drive you found, does it have a USB cable attached to it?
Yeah, it does. It's got a USB cable that's like about a foot long attached to it.
Hi, Chris. Since the Kingston hard drive you reported says hard drive 1, that is the correct item.
Perfect. Yeah, I thought so. I just didn't have like a secondary, like a serial number or a barcode on it, so I really appreciate the double check.
Houston copies.
Houston station 2, Stotrac 110.06.
Go ahead, Chris.
I found what I believe is the correct item. With the label on it, it just says RFI Logistics SD card. Removed GMT 153. Just wanted to make sure that was the right one. It looks like it's got about the right number of SD cards in it, and it was the only thing I saw that had SD cards in it in that bag.
You've got the right item.
Fantastic. Thank you. Houston, station on two for stowage. I am here with Sergey now, and we're going to get started on our two-person ops. I have one quick question for you first about the constraint image in 111.02. The Space Fiber 3 spools, they look unused. Their launch packaging is just a giant tube, and in the I'm assuming I can make it work approximately like the constraint image, but in the constraint image it looks like it had them as like individually wrapped things. Just wanted to make sure keeping them as a giant tube was okay.
Chris, we think it's fine to use the to keep things in a big tube if you think you can make it work for in the bag and stowage in general.
Yeah, we'll make it work. Awesome. Thank you. Houston, station on two. Quick question, 109.02 and 03.
Hi, so I was listening.
We found the moon microscope kit, and we found those two items in it, and we just wanted to double-check that there were other items in that moon microscope kit, and that whole kit just remains in PMM-1S4 Golf, and we just took out the microscope and the slide scanning device. That tracks?
Confirm, Chris, just those two items.
Great. Thank you for confirming. Houston, station two, stow track 111.03.
With you.
From torque wrench bag serial number 1002, we took out torque wrench 1001, and we are wrapping it in bubble wrap now, and just wanted to make that report, and also just double check that the empty bag stays where we found it.
Good serial number, Chris, and correct, the bag stays where you found it.
Copy up. The Houston, station on two, stow track 111.07.
With you.
Yeah, we just wanted to double check. So on Columbus 1, deck 3, on top of panel Bravo is the granular sound experiment, which is known to be very sensitive. It's not operating right now. The LED is not on. We just wanted to make sure it was okay to move that to get access to this stowage location.
Checking. Station Houston on 2 for Chris and granular sound experiment answer.
Houston, station on 2 for the granular sound.
Yes, Chris, you can move the granular sound experiment to access the stowage location. We just ask that you please put the experiment back when you're complete with your access.
Copy that. We will be careful, too, with the cables as we that are routed to make sure we don't inadvertently disconnect anything. Sounds good.